This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance will run against Democrat Tim Ryan in November. Trump's endorsements are 77 wins, zero losses in Illinois and Ohio. After Tuesday's Supreme Court of the United States draft leak, illegally obtained by Politico, indicating Roe versus Wade may be on its final days, President Biden, without mentioning the lives it would save, talks about the impact of unwanted pregnancies.
Look, the idea that concerns me a great deal, that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Any change to Roe versus Wade would not eliminate abortion. It would make states the deciding factor in America. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Carmen Deck, who was condemned to death following a double murder conviction after three trials, was executed Tuesday evening in Bonterra, Missouri by lethal injection. Deck was accused of fatally shooting James and Selma Long after robbing them in 1996 when he was 30 years old. Police said he confessed to the killing, but Deck's defense argued at trial it was a false confession. A cabinet member serving two presidents has died.
Norman Mineta, the first Asian American to become a federal cabinet secretary, has died at the age of 90. Mineta served under both Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican George W. Bush. When he served as federal transportation secretary, he ordered commercial flights grounded after the 9/11 terror attacks in 2001. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NASCAR racing will be in Darlington, South Carolina this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
On May 15th and through the early morning of May 16th, the full flower moon will enter Earth's shadow, causing a total lunar eclipse that will be visible from the majority of the Americas. Again, that's May 15th, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. As inflation is wrecking the American economy, Deutsche Bank reported last week there's a 50-50 chance the inflation will nosedive into a recession in 2023. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor this week.
Inflation's hit a staggering 8.5% on Democrats' watch as a result of Democrat policies. Last week, the Commerce Department announced that personal consumption expenditures climbed at their fastest rate this past year since 1982, 40 years ago. Americans are paying 10% more on groceries than they were a year ago, about $1.25 more for a gallon of gas. In every aisle of the supermarket, in every big box store, the prices families pay for essentials have skyrocketed. As the owner of a coffee house in my hometown of Louisville put it, we're trying not to pass on too much to the customers, but it comes to a time when you just have to. The owner of a long-standing butcher shop nearby said, quote, "We're all holding our breath. That goes for small business owners and shoppers alike.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got a great story for you. I mean, this is, I don't know how to tell you. I mean, because words just really can't express how much this story in one part says that you may look at it and say a tragedy on one hand, but yet on another, it is not. This is a victory. It is the new book from Zane Ejiofor, Asher, Where the Children Take Us, How One Family Achieved the Unimaginable. Zane, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Allow me to read the inside of the jacket, because this will give us a good foundation and our audience to understand the blessing of your family and this story. It's the spellbinding memoir opens with a woman receiving shattering news that her husband and her son have been in a terrible accident. In that instant, she becomes a widow immigrant left to raise four children in a neighborhood consumed by poverty and violence. There's tragedy in this tale, as I said, but it's not a tragedy. Her struggle awakens an inner strength that, coupled with the rituals of radical mothering from her village, leads to the family's salvation. The fierce parenting style she adopts ultimately produces an Oscar-nominated actor, an Oxford-educated CNN anchor, a medical doctor, and a successful entrepreneur. This is a story that we needed to hear, and a story that will bless us, and I believe that will encourage parents, all around the world, Zane. I cannot thank you enough for your family story and for you being faithful to share it with us.
Yeah, I mean, even just listening to your introduction there, it is a tragedy in a sense, because in 1988, September 1988, my mother was in the living room in our house in South London, and my father and my brother were on a long-distance road trip. And she was waiting by the phone, expecting my dad to call her to say, "Hey, listen, we're back. We landed at the airport. Come and pick us up." And so she knew what time their flight was going to land. And so she got ready, and she waited by the phone. An hour goes by, nothing. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, nothing. And she's sort of thinking to herself, okay, so obviously they missed their flight, but they can still call me to let me know that they missed their flight. Nothing would have stopped them from doing that. So she doesn't really understand what's happening. She assumes that maybe their flight was delayed or something like that, but she just really isn't sure what on earth could have happened. And then around 6:30 in the evening, the phone finally rings, and my mother answers, expecting it to be my dad, and it's not my dad. It's actually an extended relative in Nigeria, which is where my family is originally from, and where that road trip was taking place. And the voice of this extended relative basically says to my mom, "Your husband and your son have been involved in a car crash. One of them is dead, and we don't know which one." Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I mean, you can imagine a sort of just gut-wrenching painful sort of devastation, the heartache, the sorrow, the fear, the anxiety mm-hmm. that my mother went through in that moment. I always describe it as an emotional earthquake. Father and my brother, they were in Nigeria because my dad wanted to teach my brother where he was from and a bit about, you know, our family background and our heritage. And they were traveling from Enugu, which is a town we're originally from, all the way to Lagos, mm-hmm. which is the sort of New York of Nigeria. And it's a six-hour drive, and somewhere, you know, along the freeway, the driver who was, you know, driving the car swerved into the opposite lane to cut traffic. And as the car veered around a bend, it was hit by a speeding tractor trailer. And everyone in the car died instantly, apart from one person mm-hmm. in the back seat. So my father mm-hmm. and my brother were sitting. And so, obviously, as you know, it turned out to my father who had passed away. And, you know, the reason why I say it, my story has tragedy in it, but it's not a tragedy, is because what the book really is about is the fact that despite that sort of earth-shattering grief, that harrowing phone call, the fact that my mother went to Nigeria shortly afterwards, literally that night, having a flight in the early hours of the morning, without knowing who she was going to be burying, whether it was going to be her husband or her son.
She still didn't even know then at that point, right? She didn't even know that whether it was her. And meanwhile, she got a report, and she got reports that both had died. So there was all kinds of information, you know, coming her way to even, you know, add to the heartbreak, right?
Well, it was extended relatives initially thought that both had died. Then hours later, they had heard word that one person, i.e. my brother, may have survived. And then they heard again that maybe both had passed away. This is extended relatives in our village. And so they were still basically arguing with each other, trying to work out what had actually happened when one of them actually called my mother just to tell her because, you know, hours had now passed since the accident and nobody really knew what was happening. And so one person called her and they made that harrowing phone call. And so the book though really is about just about that despite all of that, my mother carried us on her back. And, you know, I talk about in the book the fact that she was pregnant at the time of that phone call. She had three kids.
Exactly.
Pregnant with her son. And she carried us on her back and fought with every ounce of her being to give us a better life, despite the fact that she is this, you know, an African widowed immigrant living in London, not much money, you know, because of her tough love, because of her sort of fierce parenting strategies, because of her discipline. You know, my siblings and I have now surpassed every expectation for a family in our circumstances. You point out that because of her, really, I'm now an anchor at CNN. My brother is an actor who was nominated for an Oscar for 12 Years a Slave. My sister's a doctor, and my oldest brother is a successful entrepreneur. And so the book really explains how she did it, and it is my intention that it gives people hope.
Well, you give us some insight into the Nigerian culture, because what your mother was left with was, was her life experience, the way she was raised, and here it is, everything was going to fall on her. See, I just can't imagine, you know, what all your mother was dealing with, you know, psychologically, much less, you know, realizing the responsibility. Okay, here I'm the head of the family, and I've got to take charge, and I've got the responsibility of the future of these four kids, and everything about her is now invested in her children. And look at the dividend that is released that blesses your family and everybody else that comes into your orbit. And dare I say, even the people who are listening to this interview today and those that will read your book, Where the Children Take Us, how they will be blessed because of your mother's commitment to her family and to her children.
Yeah, I mean, she did so many. And I am really in awe of her now because I'm a parent myself. I have two kids. They're very young, three, right. 3.5 and 9 months. But now that I'm a mom myself, I am in utter awe of some of the things that my mother did to raise us after the accident. You know, immediately afterwards, obviously, you know, she was just devastated, catatonic. She would lock herself in her bedroom and we would hear screams and wails on the other side of the bedroom door. This lasted for a while.
Zane, I'll tell you what, I've got to interrupt you for just a second. We've got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there on the other side. Stay with us. We've got more from Zane Asher and her story, Where the Children Take Us, right here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Zane Asher, is with us, and she's telling us her story, which is really, this is, I guess, a huge thank you, as much as a child could say thank you to their mother, this documentation and this story of yours, right?
Yeah, it is absolutely my way of celebrating my mother, celebrating the quiet hero that she is, and everything that she did for us. You know, I was mentioning before the break that you know, after the accident, it was a very difficult time for our family. She, again, wasn't really able to be present as a parent. One of my brothers especially went off the rails. He ended up, especially without a father figure, getting kicked out of school. You know, this was somebody who used to be a straight-A student who's suddenly getting into fights at school, yelling at his teachers. He's completely out of character. That he was 14 and he was searching for a father who wasn't there. But when that happens to my mother, when my brother gets kicked out of school, my mother being an African immigrant who sacrificed everything to go to England to give her children a better life and really valued the educational opportunities that England had to offer. And literally, education was the only reason why my parents moved to England in the early 70s. To see her son now get kicked out of school was a big wake-up call for her. And that's when everything changed. That's when she began to focus much more on discipline, much more on routine, much more on anything to keep us focused on anything besides our loss, our pain, the fact that we didn't have a father. And there were temptations out in the street, you know, especially for my brothers. And so, you know, she had all these sort of very creative strategies, one of which was she at one point asked my teachers for my school syllabus for the year, and she looked through it, and she figured out what I was going to be learning in, say, you know, a month or a few weeks, etc., and she would begin to teach it to me at home beforehand. I was only a child. I was in elementary school, and I had only just started school when my father passed away. I went to school, I think it was about 3 weeks later than the other children. Still, as I fitted in, I just, you know, it was, even though I was very young, it was clear that our family was kind of coming apart. And I didn't really, even at that age, pay attention in school at all. My teacher spoke to my mother about it. And this was one of her solutions, to teach me ahead of time, so that by the time something new came up in school, by the time, you know, a new topic, be it, what are you learning about age, the times tables, you're learning to tell time for the first time, by the time my teachers taught it to me, I already had mastered it because my mother taught it to me beforehand at home. And that was really genius, to teach your child in advance in that way. Yeah, just one of many, many things that she did to put us back on track.
And I imagine in that process, it probably promoted healing within her, because this is the difficult thing, you know, when you are faced with a tragedy like this, is that you have to kind of let go of yourself. And we learned this along the way, in which your mother had exampled. Now, you know, she's putting your siblings ahead of her own grief. Amazing, this transition that takes place. Now, what led you and, you know, your siblings to the fields that you've excelled in?
Well, so many different factors. I mean, one of the things that my mother used to do for us when we were young is she would look for articles in the newspapers of black success stories, for example, of people who looked like us, people who are minorities, who had overcome something and soared, people who had thrived in their chosen professions. And this was a big building block for us in terms of self-esteem and confidence. So she would cut out these articles of black people who had thrived in their chosen profession, and she would plaster them to our walls, so that whenever we came home from school, we would be bombarded with image after image after image of black success stories. And the interesting thing is that regardless of what race you are, every child, actually every human being, has a tape that plays in their head about what they can and can't do.
Exactly.
You know, for us, it was to do with race, you know, being minorities growing up in England. So therefore, it's relatively obvious that every child has a version of that. And, you know, what my mother decided to do was to help us change the perception we have of ourselves.
As dictated by the culture.
You know, my parents came to England in 1970-1971 at a time when, you know, people would put posters up saying "Keep England White." You know, it wasn't as bad, obviously, in the late 80s and the early 90s, but, you know, it was still difficult to be an immigrant in that country, to be perfectly honest with you. And so she wanted to change the tape that played in our head about about ourselves, about what we could and couldn't achieve. And so seeing all these examples of Black people, of Africans who were, you know, musicians, who were singers, who were writers, who were poets, who served as role models that maybe we couldn't see and speak to and touch, but they were very, very present in our household nonetheless. That was a game changer for us. And there were lots of other things she did as well.
Well, your mother did a lot to instill values in you and your family that you say you hold to today. I can't imagine separating, you know, from those lessons that were well learned, you know, at her knees, at her footsteps, and, you know, and through your life with her.
Yeah, I mean, there were some lessons that you know, were a big part of my childhood that I kind of, you know, still incorporate into my life today, but they're not the easiest of lessons. One of the other lessons that my mother taught us was, you know, to divide our day into three equal parts. So, for example, there's obviously 24 hours in a day, and she would make us divide our day into three parts of 8 hours each. And she'd say to us, right, 8 hours to be spent sleeping, 8 hours to be spent in school, and the last 8 hours of your day should be spent working towards your dream. And, you know, her whole philosophy was that generally everybody sleeps for 8 hours, you know, given generally everybody sort of spends 8 hours at work, you know. I mean, obviously people sometimes have multiple jobs, and of course it's not always possible to do that. But if, you know, if a person only has one job, generally it's usually for about 8 hours or so during the day. The only advantage, she said this to us constantly, the only advantage that you have as a person, just in terms of improving yourself in your chosen field, the only thing that can separate you or would make you stand out from the next person is how you spend the last 8 hours of your day. To what do you dedicate your spare time? Because guess what? The first 16 hours of your day are already taken.
Exactly.
Those are already allotted and spoken for. You only really have, if you're trying to change your life, you only really have the last 8 hours. That's it.
Yeah.
And so that was also a game changer for us, because we began to really focus on how we spent our spare time, you know, and what sort of distractions lingered. It was especially important for my brother, who ended up becoming an actor, who would dedicate his 8 hours to rehearsing and practicing Shakespeare. I talk about a lot of that in the book. But, you know, these are lessons that even in my late 30s, I hold dear. I have kids now, and so it's kind of difficult when you have young children to have those, you know, last 8 hours of your day for yourself, because they're not yours. They obviously belong to your children. But,
right,
you know,
exactly.
The idea of using your spare time, however little spare time that you have, you know, effectively, is something that, you know, was really important to us growing up.
Well, and you think of the West, we got about a minute and a half left here, and I wish I had more time with you, Zane, because I love your story. I love these golden nuggets of life that your mother, you know, inculcated in your family, and what you're sharing in your book here as well. It is going to be with some reticence to say goodbye to you, because I want to continue this conversation. So, but time being what it is, you know, especially in that last 8 hours and having that discipline to honor that 8 hours, boy, the West could learn so much, you know, especially with our kids that have been overtaken by technology and they find way too much time, right, with things that are a distraction. Go ahead. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Yeah, no, it's so funny. I grew up at a different time. You know, I grew up in the late 90s, so there was only really television and phone. There was no Netflix, there was no YouTube, there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook. And so, I wish all the parents good luck with the 8-hour rule in today's world.
Yeah, without a doubt. Where the children take us, how one family achieved the unimaginable. And I'm telling you, read this book and get ready that maybe your family would be the next one to achieve the unimaginable, just like Zane and her family did. Zane Asher has been our guest. Zane, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill. Bye-bye.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance will run against Democrat Tim Ryan in November. Trump's endorsements are 77 wins, 0 losses in Illinois and Ohio. After Tuesday's Supreme Court of the United States draft leak, illegally obtained by Politico, indicating Roe versus Wade may be on its final days, President Biden, without mentioning the lives it would save, talks about the impact of unwanted pregnancies.
Look, the idea that concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Any change to Roe versus Wade would not eliminate abortion. It would make states the deciding factor in America. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Hey, you know, spring is a time to rejuvenate, and after the harsh winter temps, it's time to give your skin and hair some extra TLC, right? But how do we prep for sunnier days ahead? Well, who better to help us transition our daily self-care routines than the beauty and wellness expert, Grace Gold? She's here to share insider tips and top picks to keep you feeling and looking, you know, your very best this season. Grace, welcome back. Good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, look, we know springtime, there's so much. Springtime is a great time of year, but as you know, it can play havoc, you know, on our skin, can't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing that plays a lot of havoc are the allergies. You know, we want to be taking care of ourselves, especially with the sinus and allergy season here. And, you know, whether those allergies are seasonal or not, the sinus problems, they can come with annoying symptoms that you really see and feel on your face. Something that I love to use this time of year is Mucinex Sinus Max. And when used as directed, it actually helps alleviate those symptoms like chest and sinus congestion, headaches causing sinus pressure by providing maximum strength relief with just one dose or your money back. And if you get those spring allergies under control, let me tell you, you feel and look a lot better this time of year.
Yeah, you imagine, I mean, and we all have had to deal with allergies in some form or fashion, and when we're on top of our game, and then sometimes, I'm glad you brought this up, because, you know, sometimes we forget until it happens, it's like, oh, Doug, where's my Mucinex? You know, we need to get that again. So that's a great tip. What other top tips do you have, you know, to help us look and feel our best as the weather warms up?
Yes, well, it's so important to nourish your hair just like you nourish your body this time of year. And I really like to use gentle sulfate-free hair products. Right now I'm loving Hair Food Shea Butter and Almond Oil Shampoo and Conditioner because it really strengthens and protects hair from damage and frizz for soft, silky hair. And if you've got curly hair, they've got Hair Food Curl Define Shampoo and Conditioner to really get those luscious curls. Now, that's infused with sweet mango and aloe to tame frizz and bring curls back to life. The collection also has refreshing and detangling sprays that help revive your curls without completely soaking your hair. So some really good tips for your hair as we move into the warmer weather.
It's like we're putting on our Carmen Miranda without a hat here with all these fruit smells and everything, you know. And, hey, you can cha-cha through the springtime and, you know, kick up your heels. Why not? Because you're feeling so great. What about our skin, Grace? What do you recommend?
Yes, well, definitely we want to change as, you know, the seasons change. We want to update our routines. And skin is your body's largest living organ, so you really want to nourish it with vitamins and minerals, especially when you're spending more time in the sun. So something I really like is called True Skin. They're actually powered by plants and packed with all the essential nutrients your skin needs for a healthy complexion. And they've got a plant-powered vitamin C facial serum that has vitamin E, hyaluronic acid, to brighten skin for a nice, healthy spring glow. It protects skin against premature aging while also helping neutralize skin damage. And I love that the bottle has a longer shelf life because it's got something called SAP, which is a more stable and gentle form of vitamin C. And my other body tip, you also want to think about your body as, you know, we're changing seasons. Olay Body has a collection of body wash, lotion, and hand soap. Really great for keeping your skin moisturized throughout the day. I love that the collection has hyaluronic acid, which really attracts and holds that moisture. And so great, you know, we're celebrating our mothers this month. They're actually going to donate $1 from each bottle sold to Every Mother Counts now through May 27th at Walmart. So you want to look for those Olay Body with hyaluronic acid products so you can moisturize and give back to a good cause as well.
Well, exactly. We're talking four ways to let your beauty and wellness bloom this springtime with beauty and wellness expert Grace Gold. You know, Grace, we hear a lot about hyaluronic acid. Help our audience understand why this is an important ingredient and more people are, you know, realizing such wonderful results with it.
Yes, well, you know, I know the name kind of sounds a little scary to some people, but hyaluronic acid is actually naturally occurring in our body. We have it in our eyes, in our joints to help cushion those areas of the body. And so the skin is just so receptive to this ingredient, and it just attracts and keeps water like a magnet, like a moisture magnet. And I really love it also for acne-prone skin, which can often have difficulty moisturizing without breaking out. It is such a safe, easily tolerated ingredient, and I really recommend looking for products with hyaluronic acid in it.
You know, isn't this a fun job for you? I mean, you get to be on top of these great beauty tips and share it with our audience and others, you know, around the country, around the world. I mean, this must be a real satisfying job for you, I think.
Oh, it's so much fun. And, you know, when I was younger, I loved buying all the beauty products, and I kind of sat down and thought, okay, how do I try them maybe for free?
Yes, right. Little did you know, right?
Yes, that's the best part of the job.
Well, exactly. Well, that's what we look for. As my dad said, you find something that you enjoy doing, and you never have to work a day in your life. And I have the sense that that's the way you feel.
Yes, I would be into all of these products whether or not it was my job. So I'm really grateful that I figured out a way to make a career out of it.
Exactly. And just keep those checks coming, because we're not saying stop the checks. We enjoy what we're doing, but, you know, We appreciate the income for all the great work and being the one to try out all these different products and to share them one with you know with everybody as well. Grace, any other as we wrap things up here? Are there any other spring beauty advice tips that you can share with our audience?
Yes, this is the time of year you want to check out your sunscreen bottles. They're probably expired. It's time to get some new ones so you don't get sunburned, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I find myself looking at expiration dates, even with vitamins and other things. But it's amazing. Yes, everybody has an expiration date, and because it's not helpful. I know that one time I did try some lotion, and all my skin was suddenly burning. I go, what's going on? And I noticed that it had expired. And so, you don't want to get burnt unnecessarily, and you don't want to have any rash or strange irritation. So the expiration date, it's important to note, right?
It absolutely is. And, it's part of the spring cleaning process. You take a look and you get rid of what you have to and use up what you can.
Well, she's the beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert who has appeared on Today, Good Morning America, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox affiliates across the country, everywhere you see Grace Gold. And now you understand why. If this is the first time you've heard her, we love having her back on because she's loaded with all kinds of great tips, and especially for this springtime as we get all, we get our game up. We get prepared, for the weather to make sure that we look and feel our best. Where can they go for more information as we wrap things up, Grace?
Sure, you can visit any of these brands at their homepages for more info on these products.
Well, Grace Gold, thank you for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you. Happy spring.
Well, stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, we've got Terry Beatley. Terry's a pro-life speaker and author. We're going to be talking about, what that leaked document told us about Roe v. Wade coming out of the Supreme Court. That, boy, I'll tell you, things exploded because the first time in the modern era that there was a leaked document. And to what end? You know exactly to what end and what somebody was trying to do here with that. Of course, Terry is the one that has been reminding everyone of the abortion industry lies as told by Dr. Bernard Nathanson, America's abortion king. He charged her prior to his death to teach the strategy of how he deceived the courts and public with lies he fabricated to unleash the abortion industry. But now since 1973, we've got practical experience. The empirical data is inarguable. We have women who have been damaged and hurt severely, an increase in suicide from women who have had abortions as they've come to realize, oh my God, what have I done? And in that mix of emotions and broken hearts, let's not forget, it takes two, okay? It may be the woman's body, but she needed the man in order to fertilize that egg. Stay with us.
65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And as promised, Terry Beatley, the pro-life speaker and author, is with us to talk about the reversing of Roe v. Wade. Terry, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Glad to be back on. Thanks
well,
for having me.
Boy, this is the time that we all have been praying for, that you have been working hard on, faithful to to fulfill what Bernard Nathanson told you upon his deathbed, you know, to go out and reveal about the abortion lies. So that combined with the information that you had and the empirical data from women who had experienced abortions, and then let's bring in the science, because we're told we're supposed to follow the science, and it's inarguable.
Right.
It's inarguable, the things that we knew. But what we didn't know were the psychological and spiritual damage that was going to occur. We were warned about these things, but, you know, being humanoids that we are, sometimes we just have to fall off the roof and realize that the law of gravity still exists, and it's going to be painful when we hit the ground, right?
Right. That's right. Well, and I think my main message for the interviews I've been doing, you know, the last, 24 hours, is this is the opportunity to recognize that this nation has been apathetic. People have been apathetic about this issue. Far too many people. I mean, there are plenty of people who have been trying to bring light into the darkness, but there's been this curse of apathy, willful ignorance. And I think those are two things we must repent for if you do claim, you know, God, Christ is your Savior.
Right.
So I'm addressing here particularly Jewish people and people who call themselves Christians, that if you look back and it's, you know, I'll use myself as an example. It was not until I turned 40 years old did I give any really thought at all to the abortion issue. I just thought it didn't affect me, and I just went on with my life. I knew I would never have an abortion. But the reality is abortion cheapens everyone's life. It ushers in a culture of death, and it both physically and psychologically harms women. It's a spit in God's face. And the third thing, by the way, I wanted to say, as far as things that need to be repented for, it's also people participating with the abortion industry, and that includes voting for pro-abortion candidates. Exactly. Most people don't understand that to vote for a pro-abortion candidate, you're voting to fast-track a racist population control plan that, you know, Sanger started back in 1939. So you're right. I mean, between psychological and physical harm, the list is endless.
Yeah, exactly. And the spiritual damage, because we have disobeyed God and disregarded the sanctity of the family. Because children are the basis. These are the building blocks of the family. And we wonder why our families are in such chaos right now. And it goes back to what you said from the start, Terry, is that we've disrespected life. And we are paying the price, but not everybody is going to see it that way. I get that. But if you do, then I urge those that get that, that they run to God and understand this. Look it, we've all made mistakes. We've all screwed up. And God continues to be faithful. He says, look it, if you'll turn from your wicked ways, if you'll come to me, just give me a shot. Give me a shot, and this heavy burden that has been in your mind and that you've been dealing with most of your life, that you will deal if you do not confess and reconcile it with the Holy God. You're going to carry this till the day you die, and God does not want that for you. Go ahead.
And what I like to say too, Bill, is nobody can out-abort Dr. Bernard Nathanson. He was the father of the abortion industry, who, as an atheist, this is a critical thing. It doesn't require being a Christian to be pro-life. Nathanson was an atheist. I'm talking about a staunch atheist. He was proud of it. But when he saw the baby for the very first time, this is about 6 or 7 months after the Roe v. Wade decision, which he celebrated, but when he saw that baby on for the first time on real-time ultrasound, which was a new technology, he knew immediately that the science had brought a whole nother level to the recognition that they were denying human life. So the father of the abortion industry, as an atheist, eventually, after a couple of years, 100% unequivocally pro-life. He was literally trying to figure out, for women who don't want their babies, how early could they take a baby out of the womb and meet the woman's needs and also give life to the baby? Mm-hmm. And eventually he did become a Christ follower in 1996. But what America doesn't know is he admitted to deceiving the highest courts of the land and the American public with pro-abortion propaganda. And he and his colleague, Lawrence Lader, they fathered these lies. They spewed these lies, and he was the white-coated medical authority, which, by the way, should remind us of another white-coated medical authority who's been in the news quite a bit the last 2 years. He used that authority to deceive the public.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that here it is, 60 million-plus babies later, and the heartbreak that we're dealing with, and again, this is why the groundswell, you and I have been talking about this for a long time, this organic groundswell that cannot be contained. You know, and the media is quick to show us a small group of people, small group compared to the people who are greatly affected that want life. And they want life because of experience. And they know that they've made a mistake and they have received compassion and forgiveness from the Father. And they can speak boldly. There's a new movie coming out, by the way. I don't know I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's called The Matter of Life. It's going to be in theaters on the 16th and 17th. And of course, this was interesting. It's a Fathom event. And this was dovetailing with, what was going to be the announcement of, the Supreme Court decision. But again, all that got preempted, right?
Right, that's right. Well, and I think too, for your listening audience, to those who have been, I mean, we've all been impacted by abortion in one way or another. Nobody is unscathed. But to those people who either encouraged or took somebody to have an abortion or who did have an abortion on their baby, now's the time to come to the Lord and just and repent. Say you're sorry. Let God know your heart. Recognize that, and again, it's not shaming anybody, but this nation has to stop the slaughter of the innocents. God will not bless a nation. And we need to recognize we're on the precipice of losing our national sovereignty. In fact, it could even happen this month as the far lefties try to turn us over to the World Health Organization global regime to manage our health care, and we will then lose all of our rights. So I believe this is the time, God willing, he will hear from heaven. That's what his word says in 2 Chronicles 17, that if God's people who are called by his name would humble themselves, repent, turn from their wicked ways, seek his face, he will forgive our sins, he will hear from heaven and heal our land. I've often thought, Bill, what does that mean, hear from heaven? And I think I finally have this figured out, and I've run it past a number of pastors. They're like, you're absolutely right. God needs to hear from heaven. Well, who's in heaven? The saints, the angels, right? And they've been seeing the same people basically repenting for the sin of abortion for so long. It's the same old, same old. We've got half of them that's never repented.
And probably the babies that were murdered are there in heaven, and they're crying out. I mean, God said to Cain, right, when Cain killed his brother Abel, he says, your blood cries out to heaven.
Right.
The blood of your brother. I mean, that is one person versus 60 million. What is the sound in heaven? What are the cries? What must the Father be hearing when he hears the cries of 60 million plus babies going, this isn't fair. Why was I killed?
So I truly do believe this, that as more and more people, so Roe's hopefully coming down, and granted, then there's going to be that civil war between the states that have abortion and not, but at least the issue of life is no longer in jail. We can now do something about it. And God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So here's the hope I'm hanging on to. At Jose Initiative, we market this little booklet called the Fact Check Booklet. We have seen people do a 180-degree turn on the issue of abortion and repent when they read how Dr. Nathanson admitted to deceiving the country, and even he became 100% unequivocally pro-life. So imagine if millions of more people who have been apathetic or, you know, in willful denial about human life being, you know, eviscerated, imagine if they too will repent, just spend a moment to say, God, I'm sorry for ignoring this issue or voting for pro-abortion candidates. I believe those babies you're referring to, their souls, God will hear from heaven and say, look, Lord, your people have repented, and God may very well save our nation. It isn't about getting enough Republicans voted in, because look what happens to those people, Bill. They go so mushy soft by the time they, other than Donald Trump and a handful of others, but, I mean, the vast majority just, they couldn't even defund Planned Parenthood when Republicans had the presidency, the House, and the Senate. They go soft when they get to D.C. because they got their $180,000 a year job. So my point is, if anybody out there is thinking, oh, well, as long as Republican, we no, but God's people must repent and watch what happens. And you think about this,
but for Trump, this would not have happened.
Absolutely. I thank God every day that what he did.
Trump and the hand of God, without a doubt. Terry Beatley, thank you. Appreciate it.
Right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches.
They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this